This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusa in for Meghna Chakrabarty.
Feels good to be over you, but it felt good to be under you. So maybe it's just you that feels good.
This week, a huge number of bands descended on South by Southwest, the music festival in Austin, Texas, that started earlier this week and continues into the weekend.
And somewhere among the writhing throng of musicians and artists are over a dozen bands from Boston, including this band, Lake Street Dive, who are getting ready to play a set in just a couple hours.
Hillary Hughes, a regular contributor to Radio Boston, is covering the festival for digboston.com.
She's also there organizing Dig's official Boston Music Day party tomorrow night, a showcase of 15 local bands.
And we talked to her about that earlier today. We asked her to explain just what goes on at South by Southwest in Austin.
A whole lot of music, basically, of all kinds, from all places. Austin is the live music capital of the world. That's the city's motto. And it's just a great location for a festival of this nature because South By, which is now, I think, in its 26th or 27th year of operation, South By basically brings everyone from independent music, from major labels, all across the world. They all come to the city and they play showcases, day parties, label showcases over the course of 4 days. And, you know, you walk down 6th Street, which is Austin's main drag, and you're just bombarded with music from noon to night.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. I've been to Austin. I've seen that music scene sort of on a regular day along 6th Street. What's the scene like there now? It must be intense.
I would say it's organized chaos. You literally have, you know, one club facing another for 10 blocks or so. People can just leave one show, cross the street, and go to another, and they're dealing with flamenco rock from Spain in one bar, and then they'll head into another and see, you know, a Boston band like the Wandas. I spoke with them about what exactly is going on here. The guys are not strangers to the festival. They've played here a few times before. And we have a clip from my conversation with Brent Batty, the guitar player in the Wandas, and this is what Brent said about the scene we're setting in Austin.
It seems like every year it's still growing. It's still getting bigger. The festival is moving further east past like the highway. So all our secret hideout spots like over there are no longer like secret or hideouts. Like it's just like totally like blowing up. There's all venues and music and food trucks, and we're making friends like at
6 tacos a night.
Yeah, we ran
2
into the Al from Straight Angular last night. He was like singing some song, dancing around at some picnic table at the food trucks out there last night, like 3 in the morning. It's great.
If you go out in the rain, you stand there waiting for the pain to heal your soul.
So we heard from Brent Batty of the Wandas, who we're listening to right now. Hillary, they've got a great sound. Tell us a little bit about the Wandas.
I love these guys. I actually first met them at South By 3 years ago. They sound just like your grandpa's radio making love to your record collection. That's how I would describe them.
That sounds great.
Yeah, that's their sound in a nutshell. You know, they love the big songwriters out of the 50s and 60s, and I feel like it really influences the kind of rock they produce today.
Well, give us a sense of how these bands operate down there. What's the standard operating procedure for the bands at South by Southwest?
I'm going to quote the Wandas again. Basically, you want to stay hydrated and you don't want to get hit by a car.
I see. That would seem important in terms of making your career last.
Absolutely. So yeah, they take it really seriously. I mean, you never know who you're playing for. You have record execs down here. You have fans coming from all over the world, and this is a great opportunity to get your music to new listeners. So the bands want to make sure they bring it to each and every show, even when they're playing for a day.
So Hillary, is the goal here to see as much music as possible for these bands, or to get inspired, or to get signed? What are they trying to do?
I think it's a little bit of everything. I mean, South by Southwest is a networking opportunity. It's also a performance opportunity, like I said, to get in front of people who would never hear your music outside of Boston. There are bands who are here who have been coming here for years who love the social atmosphere. They're here to play, they're here to have fun, they're here to do business, and they're here to, you know, see other bands and also, yes, get inspired to find new bands that they're into and find new sounds that they like. We have Ross Lucivero from the Wandas again talking about the experience at South By.
Last year we did 8, and that was just way too many. Like, it was just ridiculous. So this year we're like, all right, we're going to be here for a full week. We'll play 4 shows, and that will be a good amount.
Part of the fun of being here, too, is just being able to see other bands and run into people and network and talk and
think last year we were just so busy running around town trying to play shows, we didn't get a chance to do that. So,
for bands who are here for the first time, it's a little different. The band that we're listening to right now, this is You Can Be a Wesley, Boston's own. They're from Alston. They actually met at BU a couple years ago, and I actually caught up with them outside of the Scoot Inn on the east side where the scene was a little quieter.
It's our first time down, and I think we just wanted to get down here and kind of play as many shows as we can. We didn't get a lot of showcases this year, but now that we've kind of felt it out, seen what's going on, play for as many people as possible, basically, is the goal.
About a couple of other Boston bands that are down there that are making a little bit of a splash.
Totally. Well, I think we're going to cut to a clip from Casey Desmond.
All right, so this is Casey Desmond. What do we know about them, Hillary?
Casey actually was recently on NBC's The Voice, that vocal talent competition that featured Christina Aguilera and Adam Levine and stuff as judges. Casey actually represented the city of Boston real well on that. She made it pretty far. And we also have Old Jack, who are actually going to be playing our party on Saturday.
Old Jack. Here they are.
When love is not enough, when there's no easy way out, are you the type that runs and hides, or turns around and fights? Are you one of the five friends I call if I was dying? And if I was to draw the line, are you on mine or the other side?
So, Hillary, South by Southwest, long considered a launching pad for bands. Is that still the case?
Oh, absolutely. I think that South by Southwest is one of the most important musical events in the country and the world, really, just based on the fact that it has become such an international event. And I think that it also totally evens the playing field for some of these artists. I mean, you have Bruce Springsteen playing, as he did last night, and you have tons of other bands that are playing just down the street. So you have the same fans and the same people who are going from show to show and who are, you know, coming out to see the major label stars and the independent artists alike. And I just think that you couldn't ask for a better opportunity than that.
Well, Hillary, thanks so much for bringing all this to us. And why don't you suggest a band to go out on?
Oh, man. I mean, there's so many to choose from. But I would definitely say Viva Viva. They are one of my absolute favorite bands from Boston. They did play the Boston-Austin Showcase last year, and I caught them last night. So, yeah, I love these guys so much, and it was great to see them in Austin this year.
All right, let's go out on some music from Viva Viva. Hillary Hughes is music and arts editor at digboston.com. She's covering the South by Southwest Arts Festival in Austin ahead of the Dig's big Boston showcase tomorrow night. Thanks so much, Hillary.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for Radio Boston this week. All Things Considered with Sasha Pfeiffer is up next. Our show is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangleatboston.com. Meghna Chakrabarty is back with you next week. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. I'll be gone for the first part of next week. Adam, it's been good working with you this week.
And you too, sir.
Join us again, everyone. Have a great weekend. Join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.